USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with a Democrat.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Crews have recovered the remains of 7 Marines and 1 sailor who died more than a week ago when their amphibious assault vehicle sank off the coast of California. The 15th Marine Expedition Unit said late on Friday that bodies would be transported to the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. At that point, they'll be released to their families. 16 service members were on board the vessel when it sank July 30th near the coast of San Clemente Island. The body of Lance Corporal Guillermo Perez was immediately recovered. 7 other people survived. Officials discovered the sunken AAV and the bodies during a search on Tuesday. The Marines were investigating the cause of the sinking. Heat and humidity that are building across much of the plains and Midwest are fuel for thunderstorms that will be developing this weekend. Thunderstorms rolled across the upper Midwest on Friday, bringing heavy rain and locally strong winds to places like Duluth, Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The FDA is blaming red onions from a company in California for an outbreak of salmonella that sickened nearly 400 people. The agency said the infections in 31 states have been traced to Thompson International in Bakersfield, California. The company is recalling all of their onions, red, white, yellow, and sweet. The FDA said that if consumers, retailers, or restaurants are unable to tell if their onions are from Thompson International, they should throw the produce out. The Public Health Agency of Canada is also investigating a salmonella outbreak that has a similar genetic fingerprint to the one in the U.S. Of the 369 reported illnesses, 59 people were hospitalized. There have been no deaths so far linked to the outbreak. California had the most cases at 49, followed by Montana at 33 and Michigan at 23.
A high school outside of Atlanta did an about-face and lifted the suspension of at least one student who shared pictures of a crowded hallway with most students not wearing a mask. Lynn Waters told the Washington Post that North Paulding High School has ended the suspension of her daughter, 15-year-old Hannah Waters. Hannah and at least two others received suspensions earlier this week. It's not clear if the others had their suspensions removed. The suspension was over the school district's student code of conduct, which bars students from using social media during the day or using recording devices without the permission of an administrator.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.